like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's 8:29 at Big Dog Country, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. It is time for one of our favorite programs. It's the First State Bank and Trust Company DJ for a day. Pam England is with us with First State. Hi, Pam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Sun's shining.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? It's
yes.
So nice. I was looking at the forecast for next week. I hear 50s. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So
yeah.
Which branch are you located at?
I'm up at the main bank on 23rd Street.
Main bank. And remind folks what your title is, what you do.
Compliance and risk management.
Okay, very good, very good. So tell us about who you brought in today.
So today I brought in Deb Baker with Skin Envy Dermatology.
All right. Hi, Deb.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Good to see you. And I don't get to see her in bleachers. I get to see her here at the radio
yes.
station. Yeah, you're usually at a ball game or something like that.
Yep, so, almost every night.
Yep, that's for sure. So good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Skin Envy Dermatology, you're the owner. And how long have you guys been in town now?
So, yes, I'm the owner and the only provider right now. And mm-hmm. it was 2 years on February 6th. That we have had our doors open to the community.
Really?
Yep.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's growing every day. We're getting busier and starting to expand. We started a practice in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
So we get to go there once a couple times a month, you know, to get helping that community as well.
Tell us about everything you provide.
So we're full-scale dermatology, so we do everything with the skin cancers, acne, rashes, as well as a lot of cosmetics. Mm-hmm. So we have facials, chemical peels, laser hair removal, a lot of things.
I see. Very good. What made you get into this industry?
So during nurse practitioner school, I've always mm-hmm. loved working with the skin. You know, talk about Dr. Pimple Popper. Yes, I watch her, and I love it. And
That's sadistically, I would say sadistically addictive. Yeah,
it is. Yes. It is. It's kind of like you just can't stop watching.
Right, I know,
and
yeah.
So during my training, you know, we dabble in different types of practices, uh-huh. you know, family, dermatology, pulmonology, everything. And that's the one that I just decided I love the most.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. So how long did it take to do schooling for that?
So I was in school for 8 years.
Okay.
So you do your 4 years of nurse practitioning or mm-hmm. nursing. So I got my bachelor's at Midland mm-hmm. and then I went to Creighton and got my doctorate degree. And so that was 4 more years.
I see. Very good. And your family finally said, please be done.
Yes. Yes. They were tired of me studying every night.
Like, Deb, would you please graduate? Come on now.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Awesome.
Very good. And of course that, you know, you're here in Fremont, you got Fremont roots, you know, with your family. And yep. what makes it so exciting that you are a Fremonter that's got a business here in town that's your own?
Well, it's just exciting because nurse practitioner owned businesses are new.
Mm-hmm.
Within probably, what has it been, 5 or 6 years, the state of Nebraska has let nurse practitioners practice to our fullest and let us own our own practices. And we provide a different model where we were nurses first and moved up the scale. And it's exciting to bring it here to people that I know. I've known them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't have to go to Omaha or different places and wait a long time to get in. We try to get you in right away.
Right, right. I know your catchphrase from reading it during all the ball games all the time is get the skin your friends will envy.
Yep.
So tell us the purpose of that message.
Well, just, you know, the skin, especially your face, for kids and everybody, that's one of the first thing people look at.
Mm-hmm.
And shockingly, especially for kids, when you have acne on your face, it can be a huge part of depression for kids.
I went through it. I'm one of those who went through it. When I was a teenager, it was like, ugh, yeah, it was
yes,
a mess.
And
yeah.
you know, everybody has it. You mm-hmm. know, there's those fortunate ones that don't, but we're here to help and we want you to be proud of your skin. It's the largest organ on our body.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to help you make it the best that we can.
Let's talk a little bit about that right now, especially, you know, we've got teenagers and you know, we know the teenage years, your body's changing. And you got, you know, the chemicals in your body that just make everything happen weird.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember back in the day, it was, I think maybe we talked about this before, it was sea breeze. I put sea breeze on a cotton swab and I put
yes.
it over my face and my face just, you know, went on fire.
Yes.
That's what you used back then. You don't do that now. No. What are some of the steps that you use now?
So, you know, the first thing is always starting the child or the even adult acne on a good face care routine. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's just a matter of washing and hydrating your face. A lot of people don't put lotion. And then there are some over-the-counter topicals, like different things, like the Noxzema pads are still out there, but they maybe weren't the best. But a lot of times, if they're the big ones, we have to go with a prescription strength medication. So that's kind of where we start very conservative, and then we work our way up if we need to.
I see. Very good. Deb Baker with us with Skin Envy Dermatology. Is it just you, or do you got anybody else with you?
So as of now, I got my nurse, Jerry, mm-hmm. and then we actually just hired another nurse as part-time, Brianne Boltinghouse. And then we are in the process of adding a second nurse practitioner, Sam Bauer, and she's going to be working part-time as well. So, you know, as the population grows and as we're getting busier, we're just going to slowly add more people to it.
I see. Very good. And you're located over, is it East Elk Lane over yep. by, are you by La Hacienda?
There? Yep. That's kind of our catchphrase for everybody. We're okay. La Hacienda gets a lot of publicity every day on the phone from us.
If you can't find Deb, she's over, she's having chips and salsa.
Yep, exactly.
So how about your hours? When do you open?
Okay, so we're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 to 5.
Okay.
Wednesday, 7 to 6, and Fridays, 8 to 1.
Okay, very good. And if folks didn't catch that, everybody will find out. Do you have a website?
We do. Okay. So skinenvydermatology.com.
Okay, very good, very good. How many times are you sitting at a ball game and somebody comes up to you and goes, Deb, I got this spot on my arm?
Quite often, yes.
And, I was wondering.
Or messages, hey, yeah. Deb, we got this going on. And, you know, with wrestling season just finishing, there was a lot of that to help the kids to make sure they were able to wrestle and get to state and everything. So
very good. So what are some of the biggest cases, I guess, that you have? What do you work on the most? I mean, is it people that want to, make their skin clearer? They want to do maybe something elective, or is it, educate me a little bit on that. Do you provide elective type of procedures, or is it all necessary, I guess?
So we do a lot of cosmetic stuff, so that's all elective. Uh-huh. Probably our biggest population is dermatology, where we're doing skin cancer checks, mm-hmm. where, you know, my youngest patient probably was in their 20s with a skin cancer, so it's very important at a young age to start your yearly skin checks. We do cancer removals, so we do a lot of that as well.
I see. Very good. Skin Envy Dermatology. It's only been 2 years. It seems like you've been here for like 10.
I know.
Yeah.
2 years.
So, very good. What do you like the most about your job?
I just like, visiting with everybody and seeing them, because, skin can be very frustrating to people, where they feel like it should be something really easy, mm-hmm. To fix, but it's not. And so, when people have a bad rash and they're itching, they're miserable. They can't sleep. So I just like to be there to help them, because it is your biggest organ and it affects a lot of things.
Yeah, very good. Deb Baker with us with Skin Envy Dermatology. You are a DJ today. And so in your best DJ voice, go ahead and introduce one of these songs and we'll play it for you.
So today, let's play Almost Maybes by Jordan Davis.
All right. They're right here on our First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a day. It is 8:37.
I had one say we were done in a Baton Rouge college bar. It kind of came out of nowhere, man. I took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her, till it all went black. She stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the almost, so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you for the almost maybes. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for a real good reason. Here's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, maybe, if not for the almost maybe, yeah, the almost
Wouldn't be no hard enough. Pick yourself up and get to moving on. From the didn't work out, the girls next door and the out there crazies. There wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the almost maybe. It's the almost, so close, it's over out of the blues. It's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. It's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybe. Not for the almost maybe.
That's Jordan Davis, and it's Almost Maybes, and it's right here on the First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a day. Pam England has brought in a great guest today. Pam, good job. Good work.
Thanks.
Yeah. She brought in Deb Baker with Skin Envy Dermatology. Just over 2 years, February 6th. Is that what you said?
Yep. 2 years.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. And you talked about expanding a little bit. You have a location in Columbus, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so you make it over there about once a month or so?
Well, right now we're 2 Thursdays a month. And then once we can officially get Sam with us as a nurse practitioner, we'll go every Thursday.
I see. Very good. Very good. So do you find a big need for your business? I that sounds like a loaded question. But I mean, you know, for... Do you have a lot of people trying to make appointments and, you know, get set up for everything?
Yes, we do. I mean, as people are getting to know our name and getting to know what we do, every day we're scheduling more and more appointments. And dermatology, it's one of those, it's hard to get into in some places where the people are waiting. Maybe they have a bad rash and they call and they can't get in for 2 weeks. Well, we will try to get you in. We have doctors, great doctors in town that if they have somebody, they will call and say, hey, Deb, can we get them in? We will make time for them.
Very good. I see a number of things that pop up on the skin. We talked about, you know, acne and eczema being one of those as well. Yep. You deal with that a lot?
Yep, all the time, especially during season changes.
I see. Mm-hmm. What do you use predominantly for that? Is it like a topical type of substance?
Topical steroid most of the time and different strengths depending on how old the person is. Sometimes we do have to do orals and sometimes we have to do shots for that too, depending on how severe.
Sometimes with something like that on the eczema side of things, it could be just a reaction to something, can it?
Absolutely, like poison ivy type of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen that happen before with a person to where, you know, they'd be just maybe doing the dishes or something like that. And then if it's the soap that they use or something like that, all of a sudden their hands just turn blotchy.
Yep.
You know, so So that's an excuse not to do the dishes.
It is. Exactly. You know, if you have an allergic reaction to Dawn soap, you can't do it anymore.
So, Adam, you're in charge.
Yep.
There you go.
Did you hear that, Adam?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We talked about the weather off air here a little bit. The weather's getting nicer. We're getting into the 50s. Not exactly sunbathing weather as of yet.
Not yet.
But we're going to get there before you know it. And if anybody likes to go on outside, they like to get some sunshine. That is a concern in your industry because... Well, we talk about skin cancer, and some of the big things about skin cancer is because you get too much sun, especially at a young age. There are people that might be getting into their 50s and 60s now that are seeing a spot or something like that, and tell me what you said off the air about those people, that they protect themselves.
Yep. So, you know, maybe they're 50, 60, they're getting a spot, and they're better at sunblock now, but were you when you were younger? Mm-hmm. So I always tell my patients, one, blistering sunburn increases your risk by 80%. To getting a skin cancer.
Really?
Also, you know, I tell people if we live long enough, we're probably all going to have one. It's a matter of catching it early so that way we can make sure it doesn't get too large to handle.
I see. Very good. So what type of steps do you use as far as trying to prevent skin cancer when people come in to see you? I mean, let's talk about the preparation side of things first. What do you suggest to maybe young people that are tanning or if they No, they're going on it. I know some people do this. They want to go on a trip. And before they go on a trip, they're like, I got to go hop in a tanning bed, you know.
Yep.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
So, you know, I really hope people choose not to go in the tanning bed. I understand you want to look a little darker when you go on trips or prom. Spray tan is a good option, you know, to get yourself a little bit of color or the tanless lotions that you can use. Because every time going in the tanning bed, it's such high you know, exposure to UV light, mm-hmm. that you're going to increase your risk of melanoma, which is a type of skin cancer that can spread through your body and become fatal. So I'm hoping these kids, you know, they're learning, you know, my era, the 90s, we were big tanning bed people, and we are seeing a lot of melanomas from that.
Okay.
So hoping that we can educate our kids to say, hey, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Use this lotion and get yourself a little
darker. Not to take anything away from those businesses. I mean, that's the work that they do as well, but sometimes it's the overuse of the tanning bed, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So,
I would agree.
Yep. Yeah. So very good. So, so those are things that you can look at and, be prepared for that. You know, if you're going out and about, people come in, you mentioned that you do work with some people that do have skin cancer, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yep. You know, when you get to that stage, what's some of the work that you do?
So when we get to that stage, a lot of times people come in either for a lesion or we do our full body check. And there's things that I look for in different lesions or moles. And we'll start off by doing a shave biopsy. So we get that lesion removed or a portion if it's too large, send that for pathology to get what exactly is it. And then we make our game plan from there. A lot of times I'm able to surgically remove it and do stitches and everything. If it's on your face, maybe we have to send you to Omaha to a surgeon in there to make sure we get all of it at one sitting. Mm-hmm. So we start, you know, first you got to get the diagnosis, then I work with the patient and we make a game plan on how we're going to attack it to get rid of it.
What's it like at your house? Do you chase your children around and say, let me see that spot on your face?
Absolutely. You know, if they're listening, I know Lauren's probably still at home right now. If I come with my fingers at them, they run and tell me to leave them alone. They do.
Occupational hazard for mom there. Yes. So very good. Skin Envy Dermatology, located here in Fremont, right next to La Hacienda.
Yes.
Is where you're located. You can find out when they're open. You take them by appointment only, or how does that work?
Generally appointment, but we do have people that walk in and ask, and, you know, if we have time, we'll see you right then, or, you know, we'll tell you to come back when we have an opening, but we try not to turn you away if you need us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You talked about cosmetics earlier. People just want to improve their look. What are some of the steps that you use as far as that is concerned? I mean, I don't know the industry, so I'm going to use a phrase and it may not be used at all. I hear Botox, you know, things
like that.
Do you do that or not?
We do Botox.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. Generally, what we'll do for new patients, you know, we'll have a consult and I'll sit down and say, okay, what are we wanting to correct? You know, what's bothering you the most? Mm-hmm. And then we have to figure out what's the best thing to do, whether it's Botox, fillers. We have a collagen pen that will help promote your own collagen to tighten your face a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different things. We just want to make sure we're doing the right thing for what bothers you the most.
I see. Very good. Eyebrows? You work on eyebrows?
We don't do much with eyebrows.
Really?
I mean, if you want them raised up, we can raise your eyebrows with Botox, but...
I'm fine. Thank you. But how about redheads? What are your suggestions for redheads? Just stay underneath of an umbrella all day long and...
and use the sunblock.
Yes.
The biggest thing is people put on sunblock, but they forget to reapply. So the reapplying is the most important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point. So very good. Let's play one more song. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up with you. So what would you like to hear?
Okay. Is it Pickup Man by Joe Diffie?
Joe Diffie. My handwriting's awful. So Joe Diffie, Pickup Man, right here on Morning Fremont.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a
cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Lucky to rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
That's Joe Deffy. It's Pickup Band right here on Morning Fremont, our First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a day. Deb Baker, our guest today with Skin Envy Dermatology. Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you.
Yeah, once again, tell people how they can contact you and maybe set up an appointment if they want to get a consultation.
Yep, you can call 402-936-6198 and that can schedule an appointment. Some people will go online to skinenvydermatology.com and send us a message, mm-hmm. and we'll message you back and schedule that way.
I see. Very good. Good deal. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah,
it's always fun
you.
To talk with you.
Yes.
And see you at the ball game.
See
tonight.
You tonight.
Yeah, yeah, you
go
betcha.
Go Bergen.
There you go. Pam England, First Day Bank and Trust, what do you got going on right now?
You know, our lenders are still really busy with the PPP loans, which is the Paycheck Protection Program. So it's designed to help small businesses keep their workers on payroll just because everybody's kind of struggling through the pandemic. So if you're a business and you're struggling to keep your employees paid, stop in and see one of our lenders and they can help you out with a PPP loan.
Sounds like a good plan. Yeah, it's nice to have that option
yes.
here again. Yeah, so very good. Hopefully we get all through this here soon
yes.
and get back to normal. So very good. So if folks want to contact you, Pam, can they contact you at the bank?
Yep, 402-721-2500.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
That's our First Day Bank and Trust Company DJ for a Day program today. The time is 8:52.
Hey there, this is Pastor Anthony Gerber from Trinity Lutheran Church here.